Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Here's a novel idea. Quit taking all our rock stars.
Knock it off, would you?
Eddie Money. Rico Cassic died last night.
The Cars guy.
The lead singer
of
The
Cars. I hate to call him the Cars guy, but he's the Cars guy.
Do you need me to look into the Billboard Top 40 hits to tell you how many gigantic hits these guys had?
I get it. I love
and
the
I'm
Cars.
And I'm not even a gigantic fan.
I love the Cars, but if you had said to me, who's the lead singer of the Cars, I would have said it's the Cars guy with the black hair.
Goofy mullet.
There were two, technically.
Yes,
the other guy.
Benjamin Orr.
Yeah. He sang Drive.
Yeah.
He was 75.
There was another one that he sang lead on too. I forget which.
Hang on just a second there, Will. The Cars came about in the mid 70s. They were they were like the precursor to new wave.
Yeah.
Like they started new wave. People don't realize how important these guys are.
They were 80s before 80s was 80s.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Look at all these hits.
Yep.
They had 13 top 40 hits.
And are they saying old age? I didn't see the update. Do we know?
No foul play.
Okay.
But I guess
that's
natural causes is the phrase. Yeah.
Translation, he was old. He was 75.
Had a heart attack
God,
or something
swear
like
to God,
that.
I hope my mom's not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a number one hit.
Never, not
nope.
one?
Nope. What do you think their biggest song is?
Drive.
Drive?
Yeah.
You're right. Hit number three.
Huh.
Stayed on the charts for 14 weeks. Behind that was Shake It Up. And you might think.
I don't mind the Cars. They're not my favorite. But, you know, God bless them. I know a lot of you listeners are fans.
So, good afternoon, everybody. How was the weekend?
Fabulous.
What did we do?
Spent a lot of time outside. Okay. A lot. I mean, it was just gorgeous. A little hot, but gorgeous. And I think I would take gorgeous any day over 56 degrees. So
translation, golfing.
I did do some of that.
How much golfing did we do?
We had some dinner. A little here, a little there. It was a good weekend.
Went to the Nebraska game on Saturday night in Lincoln.
How was that?
You know, it's been probably 20 years since I've been to a night game out there.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Lincoln. If it wasn't so cold in the winter, I would retire there if they had a beach, but they don't. I love that city. It's beautiful. We had a good time. Everybody at the stadium apparently is a professor in college football.
Did you get up there in time to really tailgate?
No, we didn't tailgate, but I mean, like,
because when you got a night game, I mean, that's an all-day pass to go at it.
Yeah, we got into town like at 4 o'clock. We stay at 50th and O Street, and campus is like 30 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
But we just went and got some dinner. We got in town like at 4. We went and got some dinner, called an Uber, had them drop us off right at the front door of the stadium, walked in.
Okay.
Great game, Northern Illinois. We won. I just did what I hate.
We?
Yeah.
You said we.
Yeah.
Nebraska won.
Mm-hmm. Nebraska isn't even your we, because we actually won over the weekend, and that would be Kansas.
I went to the University of Nebraska.
For 1 year.
You went to the University of Washburn.
I did not. Taking a class at a school one time does not equal I went there.
But regardless, how many times did you actually suit up for the Nebraska football team?
Now that's true.
I did not ever suit up for the Nebraska football team.
We only works if you currently suit up for the team.
That's why I corrected myself. Yeah. Thank you both.
No, I wasn't digging on you. I was just pointing out that's the criteria. If you don't suit up for the team now, don't say we.
So I wasn't going to even talk about this, but you brought up Nebraska. We're sitting at home last night, and, you know, we watched the Chiefs game. We're exhausted after whooping and hollering over that. I made dinner, ran some errands. We come home, and I look at Chris, and I go, do you want to watch a movie? And he goes, I don't know, I guess. So I start the 30-minute scroll that we all do.
Yeah.
You know. I started with Netflix. Yeah, it's really, I'm like, why do we pay for this stuff?
Do you still have cable?
We do, and we don't need it.
Okay, so are you going through the cable or are you going through Netflix?
I kind of did both, and I'm going through Netflix, and I'm not a big horror movie kind of gal, but there's one out on Netflix now that's a couple years old, and it is based in rural Nebraska. And if you
like, that's anything but Omaha and Lincoln.
If you like creepy movies, it is based on a Stephen King novella. It absolutely scared the crap out of me. To the point that Chris said toward the end, why are we watching this?
What was it called?
It's called 1922. And if you like thriller, scary, deserted farm kind of horror stuff.
But what is a novella? Is that like a short
movie? It's based
on
one of his short stories. In 2010, he released a bunch of short stories, and it's based on one of the short stories. And it is about a farmer, Scott, who has decided he does not very much like his wife. And that's all I'm going to say. And then it just goes downhill from there.
So there are a lot of people who don't like their wives.
No, I mean, he decides he's done having a wife, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
And it's based in 1922, rural, scary Nebraska. It scared the absolute crap out of me. Like, I jumped, I yelled. Chris twice was like, why are we watching this? Why are we watching this?
Like, it was super scary or boring?
I thought it was very scary. It's very well done. It's Stephen King. It's very well done.
Well, just because Stephen King did it doesn't mean it's very well done.
It's,
it depends on who directed it, who produced it. Okay.
It is good. Okay. I think you would like it.
All right. I don't like scary movies.
I don't ever want to end up on a farmhouse in Nebraska in the dead of winter ever for any reason. That's all I'm going to say. What is it about the old, like, dilapidated farmhouse by the cornfield? That just in and of itself creeps me out.
Well, that's like arachnophobia. That's like Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
It's basically five or six different fears rolled into
one thing. Throw in a clown and kill me now.
Right.
Well, also, if you're out on a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska, there's nowhere to go for help.
Yeah, correct.
And even so, the wind blows and it's scary. You get that sound. Yeah. In the middle of winter.
What's it sound like?
I will tell you, my mother wrote that she got halfway through it and turned it off because she did not wish to continue watching the movie.
It's called 1922.
22. A man's pride was a man's land. And so was his son. My wife, she wanted us to leave all this behind.
We can move.
Our cities are for fools.
We divorce. We both know that's what you want. Life is rarely fair.
Whoa, wait.
Especially
after. Did he just break a chicken's neck?
That happens
on farms.
They're on
a farm. A lot of creepy things happen, Scott.
Okay.
I believe that there's another man inside every man. A conniving man.
What's up with the nuclear bomb shelter?
That was a well, and I think most farmhouses have them.
It looked like a nuclear bomb shelter to me, not a well.
I'm gonna sell. You, my son, are coming with me.
This is our house. In 1922, I murdered my wife.
Whoa! No!
Spoiler alert.
So I watched the trailer, and I'm like, oh, we got to watch this. This is Stephen King. That I could not sleep to save my life.
Man. He's freaky dinky.
You want to buy his lemonade, Sheriff?
Can I look in the house?
She only took the one suitcase.
Woman have to be crazy to leave a nice house like this one.
Okay, what's in the well?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. It's not what you think, but I'm not going to tell you.
Like, the last scary movie I saw was The New Pet Sematary.
Which was just terrible. Like, last, I heard it was terrible.
Well, I'll never go see another scary movie again.
This is not like that. This is more slow build thriller.
Okay.
But it's if you like that kind of movie, you'll love it. And if you don't, you won't.
All right, whatever.
1922.
I killed my wife.
Killed my wife.
Why is he so open and honest about it?
I don't want to tell you because that gives some of it away. Cue the creepy Victrola.
I'm living in the daydream.
You touch me!
I've had enough.
It's terrible. It's so scary.
No, I'm not going to sleep.
Don't watch it at night alone. You'll be fine.
No.
Oh, come on, Parks.
It's not appropriate.
Not appropriate?
I don't like scary movies.
Okay, that's fine, but not appropriate.
It's not appropriate to watch scary movies.
Not alone at night, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Never would have thought appropriate would be the term there.
I'm happy.
You cursed it all!
There's a lot of rats.
I don't want to talk about the rats.
There's a rat. There's like a nest of rats on the bed.
I don't want to talk about the rats.
Dana Wright, Will Starrett, Sam Stevie. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze, and so it looks you right between
the eyes. So Dana tweeted out over the weekend, as she apparently drove past what used to be the old Holiday Inn, Ramada Inn, right over here at Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf, which, if you're not familiar with the area, used to be a beautiful hotel. Not beautiful. It was a very nice hotel.
It was a functioning, fine.
It was a Holiday Inn.
Back in the 90s, fine.
Yeah. It has since gone to ruin and, quite frankly, blight.
Oh, I have another word for it.
Crap.
It is everything hellhole. Your worst nightmares mm-hmm. are made of. And if you have seen the front of it and you think that looks bad, from time to time, if you gas up at Quick Trip, you have to drive around the back for us to get this way on this side to work, Scott. Drive around the back of that building.
I have not done that.
They need Ooh. To film a horror movie on those grounds. It is disgusting, half boarded up, broken. And I actually tweeted over the weekend.
People
I think,
have broken in there and stolen the beds. And
people have stolen the mattresses.
End tables and
it is
like
basically
that.
A squatter's. You don't want to know what's going on inside there.
I've heard like it's a den for prostitution and
it's
drug dealing. Is that correct?
I just picture rats and clowns. I mean, I actually feel like it's something straight out of a horror movie.
See, this is weird. You picture clowns and rats. I picture prostitutes and drug dealers.
It's graffiti. It's the worst blight you can imagine. And it's been sitting that way for, 2 years?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least 2 years. How is it that such a prime, and this goes to the Mission Mall site just down the road as well. How is it that such a prime piece of real estate isn't purchased, isn't developed immediately? You know, I think KMBZ did a story this week that they're finally starting to move dirt again after 6 months off.
They're moving it from point A to point B and then back from B to point A.
Well, you know, and
they're just kind of stirring it.
They're stirring the dirt.
Mm-hmm. I live right down the street from the old Mission Mall site.
Are there clowns there, too?
No, but there are rats and prostitutes.
Oh.
I have watched, because I've lived in Roland Park for 10 years, and it's right across the street from Roland Park. I have watched this site grow weeds after weeds after weeds. Then they finally put up some pillars. It looks like something's going to happen. And then it just stopped.
But at least at that site, Scott, they have removed the blight. This hotel.
That's a fair point.
Is just scary. It is just scary. There's no other word for
How
it.
How can you not sell that property?
It is technically Overland Park. You might. I used to just assume that was Mission. It's not.
No, Overland Park runs straight up Metcalf all the way to the Wyandotte County line.
So this is going to make you mad. Apparently, there is a developer. They gave the developer millions of dollars in tax abatements or incentives. And the developer said, I'm going to come in. We're going to knock down that hotel. And it's going to be a beautiful retail shops. We'll have three restaurants. Oh. We'll have a four-story hotel. Mm. Apparently, the developer has now come back and said, this is not happening. We might be able to put in a car wash.
There's a car wash on the other side of the Quick Trip. A really nice one, by the way.
How is it you can offer a developer...
I thought they were going to put storage facilities there.
As a city, how is it you can offer a developer millions of dollars in tax incentives under the agreement that we're going to put in restaurants, shops, and a hotel, and now they're saying, if we do anything at all, you might get a car wash?
That's primo real estate.
I'd be furious if I was a taxpayer in Overland Park or if I lived anywhere near that disaster.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
Don't you forget about me.
Hey, are you two yahoos playing Dana and Parks bingo in there?
Yeah, we are.
Why wouldn't we be?
Take a look at my card, too. You guys have been outstanding. Through the first half hour, I'm in good shape. I only need, let's see...
Don't tell us which ones.
No, I'm not going to. I have three opportunities right now where all I need are two more.
Well, what did you put on the card?
Various phrases and behaviors that I'm not going to say because then you're going to get all self-conscious and it's going to ruin the show.
Read them off. No, it's not going to ruin the show. Give me one example. Give me a break.
Okay. Can we agree, Sam, that I'll read off some of the ones that have already been jacked here?
Yes, just the ones they've already done. Can I guess one?
No, because you might give them another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So far, we have crossed off St. Margaret.
Wait. I never invoked.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You said, I hope St. Margaret isn't listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
Chris Ketz, golf, KU or Lawrence, Roland Park, and Big Juicy.
Wow.
You guys are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, of course, I have free space as well, but that doesn't count.
We might get a blackout on the first show.
Yeah, I was thinking we'd be lucky to get a standard bingo in the course of a day.
Are any of them phrases?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was the one on Twitter I said I know for a fact would be one of them.
You would be surprised at what is and is not on here. There will be some revisions for the next run of bingo cards.
Okay. Well, when you're done with the card, would you post it on Twitter, please? Because I find it very funny.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good.
I didn't say St. Margaret. I said my mother. I hope my mother's not listening.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
It's still it was a reference to St. Margaret.
I see,
yeah,
I understand.
Just like Big Juicy was not mentioned by name, but Dana said that her mom couldn't keep watching 1922. So
okay, well,
that
there
counts.
You go. Well, good luck, bingo people.
Thank you. There's, like I said, I need two more things.
You ready?
Yeah.
You guys know I used to live in Germany.
Oh, there we go.
Ding ding.
Do you have bingo? Really?
It's supposed to be organic.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. You know, this one time, Brenninger and I, we were at the Steve Miller concert.
Are noises allowed?
Nothing,
or is it
the
just...
Brenninger doesn't get anything?
No, because see,
stop
now you're trying.
Stop guessing. Yeah,
now you're
please.
Trying.
You're not. You're going to make this a lot
Freebies
less fun.
Don't count. Okay.
Right.
You are killing the game right
now.
Right,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Fine.
Story here out of Overland Park from KCTV5, so you know it's true. A white nationalist organization is trying to spread their message in the Kansas City Metro, but law enforcement is not having it. I'm really torn on this one. Anti-diversity posters, in other words, hate posters, are being left on various billboards, bulletin boards, at Johnson County Community College. Now, campus police are going through surveillance footage and trying to figure out who is putting up the posters.
Good.
They say the college does not tolerate any hateful ideology. At JCCC, diversity is celebrated, said a nursing student from Kenya, Daniel Kimtai. When we interact with people, we get new ideas. A group calling themselves the American Identity Movement tweeted pictures of the images. Campus police say the posters were in low traffic areas and were not up very long. Says one student, Roland, I think it's wrong. Most of the people are very happy and very friendly here. The group tweeted photos showing a sign. That's notwithstanding.
Some of these have also been placed near 18th and Main Street in Kansas City, by the way.
Okay. Yes, hate speech is wrong. Let me go on the record to before we get crazy here.
Why do I feel like there's a however
coming? There's a huge however coming.
Okay.
Hate speech is wrong. Putting up posters that celebrate only one color is wrong. Decrying other people of color is wrong. Police at a public school going through video to find out who is putting up speech on public bulletin boards is wrong.
Ooh. Here's where I will disagree with you. If you had said public street at 18th and Main, public street, and they put it on a phone pole, I don't necessarily think you have the right to put something on city property like that. But for the most part, the city's going to look away if you're putting up, I lost my dog. You know, I lost my dog. Have you seen my dog? Or want to make $21 an hour and never leave your home? You know, you see those signs all over the place.
Sure, sure.
I don't think cities like that kind of thing, but I think they have bigger fish to fry. Okay?
All right.
Let's say that's the one at 18th and Main. That's where that poster falls under that category.
I'm going to have an argument, but finish.
Going into Johnson County Community College, if you are not a student, whether it's a public school or a private school, I don't know that you have some constitutional right to use a billboard that doesn't belong to you.
It is a bulletin board on public property. The point of a bulletin board, Dana, is to put up something that you're either advertising,
right,
selling, wanting to buy, or a political position.
And let me give you an example. When you walk in Starbucks, there is a community bulletin board on the left. And yes, Starbucks is a private company. People will advertise lost dog. They will advertise, I'm in a band, we're playing Friday.
Looking for a new lead guitarist.
Looking for a roommate. All of that stuff is fine. But I do think the proprietor of said bulletin board does have a right to police what is posted there.
What I'm saying is, and you mentioned the word police, no crime has been committed. Why is the police?
I don't think you have a constitutional right to go anywhere you want and put a flyer on someone's
I think you
bulletin
have,
board.
You have a constitutional right on public property to spew your awful, stupid hate.
Not without rules. Even if you want to spew hate down on the plaza under certain circumstances.
Public, that's not public
it
property.
It is public property. The J.C. Nichols fountain is public.
The plaza is private property.
You have to get a permit to assemble. Do you have the right to assemble? Yes. You don't have the right just to assemble willy-nilly.
But Dana, you remember when we were students at KU in the 90s? Fred Phelps would stand out there literally on a soapbox and spew his anti-gay crap for hours on end, telling you were going to get hairy palms
and
all
I
this
think,
other stuff.
I think now it would be interesting, and if you have a kid
yeah,
at
that's
school,
not what he said.
I think now...
He said more than that.
You might have to have a permit to do that, Scott. I don't think 100 different organizations can just show up at KU and start handing out stuff.
So you don't have the right to
you
post
do.
Things that are hateful on a public bulletin
you
board?
You have the right to that speech within reason, but there are still rules governing when and where and how.
576-7798. 576-7798. Aaron, line one. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, I don't know. I didn't see what this poster said, if it had, you know, was setting up a meeting or whatnot. I guess you have a permit at most places to set up, you know, any kind of event.
Right.
You just show up and do it. The other thing is there some kind of code of conduct for the school to find out if a student has breached that.
What if it's not a student, Aaron? What if it's just someone who walked in?
I don't know. But, you know, maybe they're trying to reach these people to tell them, hey, you know, you could get hurt doing this, you know, if you bothered the wrong person. Maybe they're trying to be helpful. Maybe the police just want to go to their meetings, you know, and I'm being facetious there. But, you know, I don't really have a problem with them, you know, trying to figure out who it is because maybe they're looking for this person for some other reason.
Really, Aaron?
Yes, maybe they are, Scott.
Well, you know, I mean, are the cops doing it for a nefarious reason? Probably not. But, you know, you also want to know who your bad actors in the community are.
So listen to this. This is from smallbusiness.com.
Man.
Typically, distributing flyers on public property is allowed under free speech laws, okay? But you may find that while distribution is allowed, government officials want to approve the content before allowing you to post in some public areas, such as on public bulletin boards.
That is a violation of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
I disagree.
The government wants to approve?
Listen, in May of 2013, the American Civil Liberties Union notified governing officials in Michigan that a longstanding statute flat out banning flyer distribution in public places was a free speech violation. And I would agree, Scott, you can't just flat out ban it. But I do think within reason you can say...
Define reason. Speech that you agree with? Dana, you of all people have sat here in this room with me for the last 7-8 years and defended the rights of jerks to say things that you don't agree with. This is hate speech, no doubt about it. I'm not going to read the poster that was posted on the bulletin board. It's inappropriate. But being inappropriate is not against the law.
I do think within reason they have a right to monitor what goes on a public bulletin board
space. I would argue they don't.
Ooh, Scott.
A public bulletin board, you do not have the right to monitor what goes on that. Short of it being what many would consider against the law, inciting violence would be one. There would be several others. I mean, if let's say you...
Is this not scratching the surface of incitement?
No, because what they want...
It is hate speech.
It is hate speech, but they're calling people to a certain part of town for a memorial. And I'm not going to get into the rest of
it
because it's stupid. However, and I don't want to hurt a certain family's feelings, hate speech is wrong. I want to be very clear. Hate speech is not illegal. Somebody says, cut it out, Scott, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. Not on this.
I understand your argument. I do. I'm trying to find the case law behind it because I do think they have a right to monitor what is going on there.
No,
and maybe it's because
don't.
It's a school. And you know this, Scott. Just because it is a public or semi-public building does not give you the right just to roam free throughout the halls whenever you want. You know, go try that at the courthouse and let me know how that works out.
I understand. That's called disrupting the peace. However, you do have every right to stand in the parking lot at Johnson County Community College and spew your hate. You have every right to stand on the grassy knoll at Johnson County Community College and spew your hate. That is public property. The government does not have the right. And that's what we always have to remember. Your First Amendment right is your protection of free speech from the government, not from a private institution. So if Johnson County Community College was a private facility, a private college, they would have every right to take down anything you put on the bulletin board, every right to tell you, get off your soapbox and get the hell out of here. But this is a public school. They do not have that right. Even though I disagree with what was put on the bulletin board. 576-7798.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Let's get back to the phones here real quick. Brenda in KCK. Brenda, hello.
Hi. Thanks. This is a great topic. And normally I agree with Dana 99% of the time, but I think in this particular case, if I expect you to respect my ability to speak on whatever topic, I have to, even though what you're saying may make me sick to my stomach, I have to defend your right for the same thing. I agree. Our First Amendment right says, as long as you are on public land, as long as you are on public property, you have every right to speak your mind, whether it's disgusting or not. So.
Yeah, and Brenda, I did look up, I'm trying to find cases that specifically deal with the posting on the public bulletin board, and it's a little difficult because most of the stuff that you find is electronic boards, you know, like e-neighbors and that kind of stuff. What the Supreme Court has said is there is no exception to the hate speech rule unless, and I'm not saying that this is the exception, this is the difference, it is insightful to violence.
Right.
And there are a couple of, you know, cases throughout the years where they have reaffirmed again and again that there is no exception to the hate speech protection in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm.
You have the right to be a jerk.
Right. And I need to defend your right to be a jerk, and you need to defend my right to, you know, if you don't agree with me or if I happen to want to speak like that.
And somebody wrote in, on the text line, Brenda and Dana, what if somebody puts up something espousing Sharia law? And I wrote back, so what? Fine. What if you put up a sign that said you're going to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You know what will end up happening? They will take down the public bulletin board. That's how you solve this. You just remove the public bulletin board. You can't post anything here.
Then what do you do when somebody decides, screw it, I don't need the bulletin board, I'm just going to grab my soapbox and go out on the grass?
Well, you can. You cannot disrupt the peace. You cannot be disorderly.
Standing outside on public property telling people that they're going to hell for certain things is not disrupting the peace. Would you agree?
I would agree up until the point that you're getting in someone's face or you're yelling.
I'm standing on a soapbox. You either choose to listen or you don't.
Here's the other thing, too, if I may.
Yeah.
If you're doing the soapbox routine, it's only effective as long as you are there, meaning your message stops as soon as you leave. Whereas with a message board or a bulletin board, your message lives on long after you walk away.
Or until somebody takes it down and walks off with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you would say, Scott, the school has the right to probably take it down, but the kid would have the right to come put it back up.
No, I would not say the school has the right because the school is an agent of the government. I would say a student theoretically might have the right to go up and just say, you know, here's my free speech, I'm not looking at this anymore.
Yeah.
And take it down. I do not agree that the school has the right. And I definitely would say and argue that the Johnson County Community College Police have absolutely no right nor jurisdiction to go through surveillance video to see who is putting these signs up.
Ooh.
That is an incredible abridgment of their authority.
Mm.
And they should, quite frankly, the Johnson, if this story is
don't
true.
Don't you want to know who's coming into that building?
No. Well, yes, I want to know who's coming into the building.
For them to just identify, I'm not saying the kid is not going to be charged with anything, idiots.
Then why are they looking?
I would want to make sure that these people do not have something in their background where you could say, you are trespassing if you come back here
again.
That's
fine, but if they go any further than that, shame on them. If they try to talk to this person,
I think they can tell this person, you can't come back. You're not a student here. What business do you have here?
It's public property. Come there anytime I want.
You know that's not how it works.
Well, that's the way it should work.
We had a creeper going into the women's bathrooms
Fred
there
Phelps
last summer.
Fred Phelps wasn't a student at KU.
We had a creeper going into women's bathrooms about a year ago, as you recall.
But it is public property. Can you say I can't go into City Hall if I don't have any business there?
I think it's okay to say, we would like to know the background of the person who's coming into the building.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
But you would agree, we're way late on the break. If they go any further than that, I think they have walked too far. Would you agree with that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.